Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video podcast, Be Happy and the Money Will Come, or How to Be an Unconditionally Happy Person. Because contrary to what most people believe, the way to be happy, which is all that anybody wants in the first place, is to be happy now, regardless of external conditions. Regardless if you have what you want that you believe will make you happy or not. It's not as most people believe, quote, when I get the money, then I'll be happy, or when I get the lover, then I'll be happy, or when I get healthy then and fit, then I'll be happy. Nada. The way to be happy is to be happy regardless of external conditions. And the way to get what you want, the way to change the external conditions in your life, is to change your internal condition by getting happy. And then conditions that make you happy will manifest into your physical life. And when you can become an unconditionally happy person, then literally all your dreams can and will come true. So enjoy my video podcast, Be Happy and the Money Will Come. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakiron.com. I reveal the master keys of success, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the healthy happiness, the health, the wealth, the abundance and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. Be happy and the money will come, or how to be an unconditionally happy person. Now, most people have it backwards. They try to get money first so that they can be happy, but this never ends well and is the root of greed. Money does not create greedy, corrupt people. Putting money before their happiness is what creates greedy, corrupt people. Because when you put money before your happiness is reliant upon money. Your happiness is reliant upon a condition that you may or may not have any control over. And when your happiness is reliant upon conditions like money or people, you continually need a new fix of more money or more power or more goodies or more people to act differently, etc., to satisfy your conditional happiness addiction. If your happiness is dependent upon external conditions to be certain ways, you will always live in a powerless position because it is impossible to control all the external conditions on planet Earth. The only condition you truly have any creative control over is your own attitude. In other words, your own internal conditions. Yes, to some degree, you can control external conditions. And of course, everybody on planet Earth, most people on planet Earth, that's all they try to do is try to control external conditions. So you can control some external conditions, including people, by being very nice or the opposite of being very bad. And you can control external conditions through wealth and politics and exerting power and control or judgment or rejection or punishment or reward upon other people so that you can get them to act in the way you want them to. But this kind of control is impotent, absolutely impotent in nature, because there are way too many elements for one person to try to control. And no one wants to be controlled by you in the first place, so you experience massive resistance everywhere you go. And this is why people band together in groups and gangs and political parties and religions and unions and communities, etc., etc., so that they have more power as a group to control external conditions than they have as individuals. But then one group wants one thing and another group wants something completely different, which of course creates cultural and religious and international conflicts. Everyone wants what they want, and they all believe that in order for them to get it, they must convince other people and groups that they deserve it. Or they must destroy the other group or country that wants something different. But again, action-oriented, conditional, external control, trying to control external reality is completely impotent in nature compared to the unlimited, infinite, creative control and power you have over your internal reality. But unfortunately, we are not typically taught that immense power, and instead we are trained to be action-oriented people. And we're taught to fight against what we don't want, to try to get rid of what we don't want so that maybe what's left over is what we do want, which is extremely impotent action because it has no leverage. Action alone gives you zero leverage to create what you want. That's why people, again, join gangs and groups and unions and parties and religions, etc., so that they have more leverage to control reality with that group vibration. A much more empowered way to get what you want is to use the most powerful leverage in the universe, the power of your own mind. And the power of focusing upon what you want to create what you want rather than wasting your creative power trying to kill off what you don't like, which only creates more things in your life that you don't like. And one person using, just one single person using the infinite power of their mind has a million, septimajillion times more creative power to create what they want than a million people all banded together to try to manipulate reality and control people with action alone. There is zero leverage in trying to create reality by trying to control other people, by judging or legislating against them or condemning or punishing their behavior. And there is zero leverage in controlling other people by indoctrinating them or quote-unquote educating them and programming them and rejecting and judging them so that they will act in certain pleasing ways to make you happy. No one likes your judgment and control, and that's why there are fights and wars and conflicts and relationship dramas and etc. And there are no winners in wars and fights and conflicts of any kind ever. Even the supposed winner who doesn't get his face smashed, but who smashes the other guy's face, just feels guilty for pounding his opponent into submission. So he doesn't win or she doesn't win at all. The only kind of situation anyone is ever happy with is a win-win situation where everyone wins. Everyone should be able to get whatever they want, and everyone could get what they wanted if everyone just got their noses out of everyone else's business. And if everyone realized and were taught that we all create our own realities and we all can create whatever we want by getting happy first. Get happy first, then whatever you want that makes you happy will come to you. It's law. It has to happen. Get happy first, and then the money and the lovers and the friends and the freedom and the house and the cars and the boats and the travel and the health and the wealth and the fun and the adventure and the peace and the generosity and the compassion and the joy and the prosperity, etc., etc., will all come to you and for you. Not for everyone else necessarily, because you, remember, you have no control over anyone else's reality and you have no control over anyone else's happiness and prosperity, only your own. So again, get your nose out of everyone else's business and create peace and love and health and wealth and happiness, etc., etc., for you. And then, just with the power of your example, with the power of your influence, just from your life and you living an amazing, joyful, and abundant, happy, prosperous life, you can show everyone else that they can create amazing, prosperous, joyful, loving, healthy, wealthy, and free lives. That's the infinite power that you have to make your life immensely abundant and magical. Not to help anyone else, because you can't help anyone else who doesn't want to help themselves, but you can influence people with the power of your joy that they too can be happy regardless of their external conditions and what's going on in their life and what's going on planet Earth or anyone else in the universe. Your greatest power is showing people through the power of your example that they can be happy regardless of the conditions in their lives, whether they have the health and wealth and love and freedom they desire yet or not. They can be happy if they choose to. So show people how to be an unconditional lover, which means you're happy and you're thriving all the time, every day, regardless of what is going on around you and regardless of what's happening in other people's lives and regardless of what's happening on planet Earth. Become a master of unconditional happiness and show people that they can be happy regardless of conditions as their own sources, as we all as source naturally are. We were born unconditional happiers. We were born unconditional lovers. We were born to be unconditionally happy, but we were trained away from that by people who believed it was our job to make them happy. It was my job to make my parents happy, or my sister happy, or my cousins happy, or my lover happy, or my friends happy, or my teachers happy, or my bosses happy, etc., etc. But it is only your job to make yourself happy, not make anyone else happy. In fact, it is impossible to make anyone else happy because you cannot assert your will upon anyone. And regardless of what you do, they're going to react how they're going to react based on their beliefs and their programs, etc., etc. So you can do an amazing thing. You can give them the most amazing gift on planet Earth, but they still may reject it. They still may hate you for some psychotic reason. So become a master of unconditional happiness and have an absolutely amazing, joyful, abundant, loving, exciting, adventurous, and magical life. Woohoo! Yeah! All right. I hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from it, comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so that you can create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo! Yeah!